Charlotte is less than 2 weeks away from electing a new mayor. Democrat Jennifer Roberts and Republican Edwin Peacock face off at the polls November 3rd. Roberts is the favorite. After all, Charlotte's electorate is heavily Democratic, and that's why Edwin Peacock's campaign is focused on winning over unaffiliated voters. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
Edwin Peacock has plans for Charlotte if he's elected mayor. His first 100 days are roughly mapped out with a focus on decreasing crime.
Charlotte has a crime problem. We do not have a comprehensive plan to deal with it. In my first 100 days, I want to form a citizens task force to come up with a comprehensive plan. I look back in the city's documents of when was the last time we've done this, and the closest we came to it was almost 10 years ago, and it was just a very partial thing called a homicide task force.
But he's got to win that office on the 15th floor of Charlotte's government center for those plans to come to fruition.
Edwin doesn't only have a good chance to win, he's got a better than good chance to win. Now, the issue is going to be party labeling. If he's able to get moderate conservative Democrats and unaffiliated to vote for him and then make sure that it's not about the party label, then Edwin's got not only a really good chance of winning, Edwin will win.
That's Republican political consultant Larry Shaheen. He says in the weeks leading up to the election, Peacock needs to continue his strategy of targeting unaffiliated voters, the second largest group of registered voters in Mecklenburg County. Continuing his grassroots campaigning through TV ads and media appearances is part of that. After Peacock narrowly lost to Democrat Patrick Cannon in 2013, securing the votes of the unaffiliated could make it possible for Peacock to win over a very blue city. His strategy is to focus on local issues and to try and ignore party labels.
This is not state government. This is not federal government. These are decisions that are going to be about how public safety dollars are allocated, how your solid waste decisions work, how your airport functions, what your water quality is like, what your tree canopy will look like. These are the things that people need to know or what touch them every single day.
But that strategy can be tricky, says political scientist Michael Bitzer.
The problem is they just don't show up. They don't have the strong party connections typically that your registered partisan voters have.
So while Peacock may be appealing to the right crowd, whether or not they'll vote, especially during a non-presidential election cycle, is debatable.
In looking back and some of the statistics, actually more registered Republicans typically have a higher turnout rate, but there are many more Democrats. Nearly 50% of all the voters in Charlotte are registered Democrats.
The overall turnout for this election is expected to be 18-20%. So the fate of Peacock's campaign will be based on two things. Can he convince those with no party loyalties he's right for the job? And even if he can do that, will they actually go to the polls? For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.